We're going to go right away to our first guest. Denise Specht is the president of the Education Minnesota, of course, the teachers union here. After the absolute debacle that was the Senate Republicans' announcement towards education and teachers, I had to bring her on today because this is a war against education. It's a war against the teachers, and our students, our kids, will be the ones that suffer because of the Republican ignorance on this. Denise, thank you very much. I appreciate the time today.
Oh, thanks for having me. Good to be here again.
Glad to have you back. And thank you very much for being accommodating. I know this has been, there's a lot of things going on. It's pretty hectic. Let's talk a little bit about your reaction when you heard what the Republicans in the Senate were proposing as far as education.
Oh my gosh. I hate to say it, but it was not surprising at all. We are seeing similar bills like this happening all over the country, but mainly this is just old stuff packaged maybe differently. It continues to drive a wedge. They're sowing divisions, bringing out vouchers again. You know, we've really already said no to that about 1,000 times. I don't know why we're even talking about any of this anymore.
We need to make sure we stop, first of all. And what the Republicans want everyone to forget is that in the state of Minnesota, you can either A, homeschool your child if you so choose. You can do that. Or if you don't like your public school district, we have open enrollment. There's private schools. There are religious schools. A lot of them offer scholarships. There are plenty of options for a person if they don't. This is just what you're seeing here is the Republicans, and as you talked about nationally, you're seeing these bills come forward. This is the war against public education. Their next big goal is to take public education and privatize it, and in the long run, actually take it away from a lot of people that currently are available to get it.
Oh, for sure. This is really, like you said, it continues to drive a wedge, and this time they're driving a wedge between parents and teachers. Come on. Mm-hmm. Parents and teachers have been working together, are working together, and will continue to work together on behalf of the children that the teachers serve. And really, there is a lot of choice. And I'm so glad that you pointed that out. There are so many choices, but what the Republicans seem to forget is that it's their obligation to fund public education, not private schools, not religious schools. So we can talk about choice all we want. We've already discussed that. That's an option for parents. But the legislature has no option about funding public schools.
One of the things I think to be is funny is that they're talking about, we want a syllabus in every classroom. Well, currently, if I'm not mistaken, the state law dictates districts have to provide instructional materials for parents to review upon request. As a matter of fact, I can say this as my kids go to Hopkins. The teachers have always given us what's going on in the classroom. It's never been a secret, and it isn't a secret. Even if you're in a school that they don't forthright give it to you, you can ask for it, and they have to give it to you. There is a lot of demonizing going on here. There's a lot of, you know, kind of, aha, we've caught them doing something, and there's nothing there. They're just, it's hyperbole. It's campaign talking points. There is nothing to this outside of they want to basically find a way, and this is, I'm saying this, not necessarily you, they want to punish the teachers union and teachers overall. So what they're making the argument is that if you teach them certain subjects or read them certain books, that's a teacher crossing a line, and parents should be able to go in there and, I guess, kick open the door of a classroom and tell a teacher, mm-hmm. you need to stop it right now, which is not what education is supposed to be.
Absolutely. This is simply a bumper sticker for them. And really, it's come down to a couple of things. One, social studies standards. Two, this is about language arts. You know, social studies standards, so we don't want to talk about race. You know, the language arts, we don't want to have certain books, you know, in our classrooms. And it's about health. I mean, let's not talk about sex education. Let's not talk about gender in any shape or form. This is silencing teachers, and it's actually, you know, depriving our students. Students want honesty in education. Students have said over and over again that they want a transformational education, one that teaches all aspects, diversity, all sides. We want them to be critical thinkers. This is really about saying, nope, we're going to whitewash the curriculum. We're only going to be teaching certain things, and that really, we the privileged are going to determine who, you know, about that. And at the end of the day, we're taking away opportunities for our students to become critical thinkers. And we're going to send them down a path if we do continue making the same mistakes that we've made for 100 years.
You know, we are really in a dangerous time. And you have now conservatives in some states, not necessarily Minnesota, although I think that we're getting close, that have called for book burnings, not only to pull the books out of classrooms and school libraries, but to have a good old-fashioned, you know, book burning like the Third Reich would have, you know, in just because of books, because Harry Potter talks about wizards and we should be talking about Christian values. And I'll get back to that in a quick second here. But there you got that. And then on the other side of it, there seems to be this, how dare you make us realize the real history of what happened to the Native Americans, to the African Americans, right, to all minorities, to women, to the GLBTQ community? How dare you actually teach that? So what we're going to do is force you to teach the, and, you know, pun intended, whitewashed version of it, which is basically doesn't really talk about the horrors of slavery, that doesn't talk about the horrors of the treatment of the Native Americans. It just basically goes with what this 1950s white-centric version of the history is, like when they praise Columbus without understanding what Columbus actually did to the natives here and many of the other atrocities he was responsible for.
That's exactly what it is. And to your point earlier, there are so many ways that parents are receiving information right now. Schoology, Seesaw, you know, there's parent portals. I mean, an educator's lesson plan book is pretty much already wide open and there for anyone to see. But we know that that's not what this is about. This is about silencing educators. This is about censoring what is taught in our schools. This is about fear, intimidation, and a silencing of what we do best in public schools. We teach all students, we welcome all students, and we want our students to have the best opportunity to be critical thinkers when they get into society after they graduate.
Once again, Denise Specht is joining us, the president of Education Minnesota, talking about the Republicans' proposals for education coming out of the Senate here. If I can add to your list, I'm going to give you two more things: laziness and selfishness. And the reason I say this is, I remember a few years back when Republicans were trying to get schools to teach religion, Christianity, not religion, Christianity. Just they wanted to have Christian principles and ideas and doctrines and gospels taught in public schools. And the mentality I had was, okay, I'm Catholic and I can go to church basically any night. We take our kids to church classes. We go to mass. This is about people who generally are too lazy to take their kids to church and they want the school to do it for them. The same thing, I'm kind of equating this to a point, it's not complete. I think your list is very comprehensive, but I'll put laziness and selfishness because there are people out there that, I wish I would teach my kids can learn this. And fine, you want to do that. Well, you can homeschool your child, but they don't want to do that. They're too lazy to do it. They're too selfish to do it. They're too busy to do it. So they want to basically install a homeschool type of mentality in the public school system where each individual parent can dictate what goes on in the classroom, and that's the quickest way for public school to fall apart.
Mm-hmm. And what concerned me a lot when I was listening to the press conference and then listening to the hearing a little bit later yesterday is the reluctance for the authors of the bills to get into any detail.
Yes.
As an educator who is going to have to implement possibly these bills and perhaps being held accountable. Like in New Hampshire, you heard about Moms for Liberty putting a $500 bounty on teachers' heads for, not following their new law around what should be taught in schools. So, I think the devil is in the details here, and we want to know the details. What exactly do you mean? How would this work? And the reluctance to get into details, I think I heard rabbit hole, let's not get into the rabbit hole. Really, I think what that's code for is we don't know how this would work. We don't have the details. We really don't care to tell you what this is about because we can't tell you what this is really about. This is really about social studies standards and what books are being taught and sex education. That's what this is about.
Roger Chamberlain, who, by the way, real shame to see his district has become pretty blue. So, you know, I know you're not, we're not going to be weeping too long for him out of the Senate. But here's the exact quote. You're getting down in the weeds when asked for any details about the Republican policies. He said, you're getting down in the weeds. The rabbit holes are something we're not going to chase you down. The reason why Chamberlain, and I'll call Chamberlain out, he knows exactly what's in this bill. He knows if the public sees it, they'll never go along with them. That's why they've got to keep it secret and prevent the public from seeing what's going on in it.
Mm-hmm. No, you're absolutely right. And I just have to give a shout out to all of the educators who are listening. You know, they're already burned out. You know, the mandates that we heard in these bills are just going to further send them, you know, out of this profession. And they're already kind of at their wit's end. You know, there was a recent survey done by the University of Minnesota, the Minnesota Safe Learning Survey. And their most recent survey showed that 70% of the teachers who took that survey cited that within the last 30 days, their own mental health was their biggest concern. Mm-hmm. 62% of the education support professionals cited their own mental health as their biggest challenge in the last 30 days. It's these constant, crazy ideas, these bills that really we know are meant to just divide and wedge rather than help. They're just going to further send people out of this profession, say, why am I even doing this? You know, it's one thing to say you need to follow all of these new things that we want you to do, but I don't hear anybody saying that we're going to lower class sizes in order to make it work or take away workload or maybe let's take off a few meetings or two a week or increase preparation time. Really what they're doing is they're adding more and more and more to an already overloaded plate. We want educators to be teaching. We want educators to be focused on the students, not on ridiculous hoops and paperwork that we know is already out there. This is demoralizing. It's so unprofessional, and educators are tired of it.
Denise, I know you're grateful. We got a DFL-controlled House and, of course, Governor Walz, who himself is not going to ever allow something like this to go through. And, you know, and so this is just campaigning. They're trying to get this out here for the election. But it is a good reminder that come November, if you do not get out and vote and the House and the Senate and the governor's office all go Republican, we're not talking about critical race theory getting wiped out or basically, you know, them creating, you know, scholarships and tuition to private schools. They will annihilate the public school system like they have in other states and turn it into all a charter system for profit at the expense of the education. They will do this, and they'll do it with a smile on their face because this is really down deep inside. When you look at Republicans, it is a national mandate behind closed doors. And if they can do it, they're going to be told, you go ahead and get rid of the public schools. And they will. And I think we have to keep that in mind when we think about November.
I totally agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is. It's a shame because I remember when Republicans used to actually care about education. And not just look at it as something to try to destroy or an evil entity that needs to be taken out. They used to care about it, and it is just an absolute crime that this is where we're at today.
Oh, it is devastating when I see what's happening to my profession and the schools that, you know, I've been in. It's so hurtful. And as you said earlier, the people who are going to pay the price are the children. It's the students.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most sad. They're a political pawn in this game right now.
Yeah. It's you know, heaven forbid we educate the kids. I will say this. Here's my thing. I'm going to back up every teacher out there. I say this. As long as you can pass a how you educate child test, that's a collegiate level test, like all our teachers can. If you want to dare go in, because remember, this is the same Republican Party that started trying to order the Mayo Clinic around on healthcare issues. My
right.
God, that's overreach. If you want to go into a classroom where we have these brilliant teachers who have got college degrees and understand their trade completely, you had better be able to pass a college-level education course before you start speaking, because instead, you're just a bunch of ignorant fools who are following a Pied Piper.
Well, I hope that people pay attention to this. I know that, you know, we can look at Governor Walz and we can look to the House, and I think feel somewhat secure that these, you know, crazy national bills aren't going to make it anywhere in Minnesota. And like I said, I think this is all political propaganda to tee people up for an election season. But let's not sleep, you know, let's not be asleep at the wheel here. Let's pay attention. Let's whack this stuff back once and for all, I hope. But we have to stay alert and ready and let people know that we just, in Minnesota, we are not going to stand for this at all.
Well, and I thank you for your work. And as you said, it's just the teachers, they're brilliant. And they do not deserve this. They have been the subject of screaming howler monkeys that have come out that basically think that that's the counterpoint to intelligent dialogue, is to scream at the top of their lungs. That should have never been allowed. And unfortunately, because it has been allowed, this is, the teachers are bearing the brunt of this. They're angels. They've had to deal with incredibly difficult circumstances over the last 2 years. I think they've done a magnificent job. I love all the teachers from my kids. And I love the work that you're doing. Denise, all my best to you, your entire organization. I really do hope we can weather this storm, because this is just disgusting.
Thank you so much. I look forward to talking with you again.
By all means, and all my best. I know it's going to be really busy. Thank you so much for the time. I do appreciate it today.
Thank you.
Yep. Denise Specht is, of course, once again, the president of Education Minnesota. And not pulling bunches. That these Republicans, these bills, it's only about politics. It's only about politics. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to take a break. Come on back. I'm going to remind you of something here. I'll remind you of something that is currently something you can legally do if you're not happy with your school district. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.